is intense, most intense here. Everything, all her movements are controlled by that feeling, the center of interest. Center of interest, that is the highest thing to have. So what is our center of interest? That should be changed. Center of real interest. Or to be positioned to this, that, 1, 2, A, B, C, D, that is a very struggling thing. Interest. Heart. Quench. Heart's thirst to be quenched. The thirst of the heart. Fire located. That is all important. We may give respect to so many outsiders. That has got much value. Sonhood of Godhead. Sonhood of Godhead. So also consorthood of Godhead. That is rather our center. The consorthood of Godhead. We are closest, we are nearest, and we get most in the consorthood of rule of Godhead. Less than that, sonhood of Godhead. Consorthood, not husbandhood. Husbandhood in Dwaraka. And consorthood may be rather used for Vrindavan. Consort, Paradhyo also. Included in consorthood. And husbandhood in Dwaraka. And sonhood in Mathura. But that is also having parochial touch. Some say the Gopal is not my child. I don't like it. I know fully well that he is my child. There is a rumor. No, Devaki. Devaki's child is he. They are my enemy. I can't tolerate them. The God Guru he came and sent by Vasudev to make, to give the new name to my child. And what he said, something I don't know. A rumor has been spread that Vasudev sent his child is here. What is all these things? I don't like. Why these people, they are very envious of my position. They can't tolerate that I have got such a beautiful child. So all these rumors and speculations are roaming about the a sort of parochial. Not with an apprehension that he may not be in your mind. That draws the affection more intensely for me. And in Sokha also in Vrindavan, some say Balaram and Krishna, they have connection with Mathura, they may not stay with us. How shall we shall pass our days with Krishna Balaram? They may not remain with us. I shudder to for the sin. No, that we don't admit. Then they are our friends. landing on the shoulder, and sometimes giving slap and getting slap. So closely connected, how can they be? Kshatriya or Mathura, what to speak of God, etc. Though they see that Govardhan not carried over and supported by finger, sometimes they tend to say, oh, the hill you did not keep alone, carry alone, we also supported. So it was possible for you to keep that hill up. You alone could not bear so much burden, so much weight. We also helped. And what is false, what is real? We must say that this is the highest form of reality. How? How? That this is the center, this is the highest plane of truth, this part of the all. And not that Sakya. Only through mantram, only through mantram, or only a particular form, that cannot make anything of one's own. The highest degree of affection, that should be the real criterion to judge who is whose. Who is whose nearest friend? That is to be judged by the degree of the intensity of the attraction between the and between them, and not by any form. The law of gravitation, the law of attraction. That should be the highest consideration. If we go to explain the nature of cosmos, the cohesion, integrity, solidarity, the attraction, that should be given the most importance in our calculation. All other subsidiary. Gaur Hari Gaur. Whom I love, he is my own. Whether formally I get him or not, does not matter. That is the nature of Vaikuntha, infinite relationship. In the infinite, that should be the measurement of our closeness, our nearness, our farness, distance. Whom I love best, whom I have got affection for, most interest. That should be the criterion of our judgment. Who is whose, near or distant. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. And the transaction between them will also be only through their affection. By a phone, I may be near to England, to America, but a village 1 mile off, that may be far to me, distant. I get the phone to the electric, but something else, I immediately can connect with the distant place that is near to me. And the village, a man, I shall have to have in the rickshaw, and 2 hours time it will take, that it will be far. So the affection that is, that makes us near. In that plane we are near. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, a very high platform. Very high platform.
What?
Advanced. Very advanced platform you're describing. You're describing a very advanced platform.
Advanced.
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 Yes.
So philosophy.
So what is, when we're praying to Krishna, we're praying to Krishna in that way, where is the spiritual master? What is his position? You're praying through him?
Yes, through. But it is in a general way. But when we shall come to particular things, then of course here Krishna means Krishna's group, whole Christian. Then when it will come in details to our personal question, for man of our stage, for workers, for the unit of our stage, then the mediator, direct approach and the connection is not possible. So only through mediator we can get him near us. Otherwise we cannot feel Krishna. What is Krishna? Krishna in his group. In Madhura Rasa he has got his paraphernalia. Otherwise Krishna is nowhere. Krishna is seen always in a relative position, either in the friendly circle, or in the consorts, or in the filial affection. Krishna means that presupposes his own group for us. We cannot have any direct connection with him. In Sakurasa we say the Sinam, Sudam, so many must be there. Then the Rasa is playing there and we can test there. In Bhatsarya Rasa, Nanda Yasoda, the first group and the transaction is there and we can feel. We have got secondary position in Madhura Rasa also, in all the rasas. The group, the first group always there, eternal. Otherwise, not a full play of his pastimes is to be found. It presupposes. In particular rasa, it presupposes that so many others to make that rasa, that lila possible, is already there within him. That is also calculated within him, and different rasa. And we are onlooker, and we are other carrier of them. In this way we can. Our approach must be always through some. And Krishna in every rasa, that is in his own group, not alone, never alone. If we want to have alone, then we shall have to see him as a master, a far away, not easily approachable. It is not approachable by us independently. Always through guru on different type. And sometimes also it would be better to get a hierarchy of guru according to our position. It will be best for us. So it has been said, Rupa Anuga Sampadaya. The Rupa, Lolita, Radharani, and then Krishna. In Vatsudra, in all the rasas, something like that. If our interest would be best dealt when we, according to our position, we shall we shall approach in a proper channel to a particular post. Not exactly. Sometimes, of course, we may have to connect with the first agent, but there is a hierarchy of agency, and generally second or third position we shall connect. Then our interest will be best represented. So Rupa Anuga. And in other rasa also something like that. The journal agent is there, and to sue, we shall select some other by whose recommendation we can go to the first agent of a particular guru. Our immediate agent will be our guru, who has been sent to recruit us. There we must go, and gradually we will be able to see that what I saw him first, he is not confined there, but according to my development, I shall see the guru is also developing, developing to me, or rather I am getting more improved position, so that to find his higher self. My eyesight, that was under cataract, and the eyesight is improving, and I am seeing the doctor more as he is. And when my eyesight was not very clear, I used to see him. So also Guru. I thought, I was just as a student, he sees his teacher. In the beginning, very small acquaintance, and as much as he gets more education, he can understand how education his teacher has got. He can appreciate. And that this way, according to our internal development, we'll be able to see the higher and higher position and aspect of Gurudev. And different births also it may continue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Rupa Anuga, Bhajan. Ours is Rupa Anuga. Narottam Thakur, he said, when my Gurudev Loknath Goswami, he will be appreciated with me and take me by my hand, take me to Rupa Goswami. Please give some engagement to this Garu, Rupa Prabhu, Rupa Manjari. And my Guru will hand me over to Rupa Prabhu, give engagement to this Sarvikar. And he will take me there. Go gold, hari gold, hari gold, hari gold. So Shraddha, faith, faith, automatic attraction. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna.
Maharaj, you said once that one should not limit the Guru.
Should no.
Not limit.
Nothing is limited. Nothing is limited. The path of infinite is all infinite. Limitation is Maya. Sand has got no limit. A particle of sand, analyze. Atom, electron, proton, neutron, again go on, another is no end. So, to see limited, that is to live in illusion. So, see everything as infinite. So, everything is greater than you. Everything representing infinite. The part of infinite is infinite. So don't go to analyze in the way of knowledge. Then no end of inquiry. The asadhan bhakti, the function of taste, you will have no chance in any time. You will go on inquiry. The inquiry will go to infinity. So the taste function, that won't get any chance. So leave that inquiry in habit and begin your tasting. Tasting sense. Through faith, engage yourself in your tasting, with development of taste, anandam. Not much of cheat, not much of consciousness, but consciousness, what consciousness wants to show. Consciousness wants happiness. However, there is feeling, there is hankering for happiness, pleasure, ecstasy. So try to have connection with ecstasy as soon as possible. Don't lose your time much time with consciousness. Satchit anandam, ananda, loving. Try to approach as much as possible direct to loving. Then satchit in the existence and the consciousness of the existence, they will waste your time. No end. You go to study the nature of fossil. The fossil will give you engaged life after life. You won't be able to come out of the fossil fashion, fossil idea, mania. So give up fossil. Come to consciousness, spirit. And if you go to make research in the spirit only, that will take you life together, no end of searching. So, we will have no time, no time to utilize, to come in association direct with happiness, that is Hadini, Anandam, or beauty, or Hadini. So as much as possible, try to have closer connection with the third, Pratyam Sivam Sundaram, the very central existence, the central substance of the whole existence, the very gist that is Sukham, Sukham Anandam. And then surrounding it, there is contrast, it, and surrounding it, there is solid existence, something. Enter into, as soon as possible, directly, heat directly towards, through Shraddha, through faith, approach as quickly as possible towards the center, Satyam Sivam Sundaram, Satchit Anandam. Feeling, thinking, willing, thinking, and the feeling. Through feeling we get Ananda. The Anandam is the Rasupasya, Rasubhisha. Nate vidu sathagatim hi Vishnu gulasaraje bahirastamanino. Those unfortunate section, they do not diagnose of their own heart that it is hankering for a happiness, maximum happiness, and where it is located. They make much with the cover of things than the substance within the cover. They are very unfortunate people, Prabhupada Maharaj say. Bhairathamanina makes much of the ubhar kofar. But which is within, most valuable. Go and search, connect with that. That is very difficult here. The apparent sight attracts us. And we don't find any leisure to go within and find the higher substance, real substance. That is the difficulty in this world. Making much of the coating, the dress, the garment, and not within the real self, reality. I just need water, rain. Gaur Sundar, Gaur Sundar.
Maharaj, the quotation you often use, for Satyam Sivam Sundaram, who has given that?
In Upanishad.
What Upanishad?
I forget in what Upanishad it is, but it is a famous expression in Upanishad. Satyam Sivam Sundaram and Satchit Anandam. Ananda and Sundar and Prem, the love, beauty and ecstasy, all similar things, same almost. Third brain in the general calculation. Charm. Real charm is there. Jadi gaur na hoto kemone hoito kemone dhoritam dehi. If Chaitanya Dev did not appear, then what will be about our faith? We could not know the real purpose, the real gist of this world. That this Radharani, there is Vrindavan, Bhaja, Krishna, then how could we live? Once connected, then is it. How could we live if I did not have a connection with these happiest things? And that Sri Chaitanya Dev has brought out this. Oh, yes, this thing, this Sri Guru, inside the room.
No problem. Seems very difficult to start the taste. The propensity is there to always inquire. Inquiry.
Yes.
That is always there. But then afterwards, to make the taste come about is always difficult. Sometimes the taste is not there.
Taste?
Yes.
As we do.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not coming.
Mm.
Lower taste comes.
I asked Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, once, one evening, about 7, 8, I went to his room and found alone with my pranam. I asked him, how eliminating the undesirable things within me, I can approach as much as quickly as possible towards the goal. Anartha nimitti, the elimination of the undesirable deity. Anartha, no artha, no prayojan, which is not necessary, to eliminate the unnecessary elements within us. How it is possible to go on, to advance quickly. That is all. He told them, he replied, the anartha nibbitti, to successful elimination of the undesirable element in us, that is the result of a particular action. What is that? Adu sadhu sangha tata bhajanakriya. Bhajanakriya. Tatu anastha nivetri sham. So sadhu sangha bhajan, that part of anastha nivetri. So we have to give our more attention towards bhajan. Sadhu sangha, gurukaran, then bhajan. Bhajan means sovan kirtanadi. Under the direction, everything may be karma or everything may be bhakti, everything may be done. I am Bhagavat explanation is going on. I am attending, but my listening to Bhagavat may be many things. Variegated result it may bring for me. Suppose, if I got any aspiration for any worldly thing, I am attending Bhagavad class, Bhagavan will be propitiated and it will be easy for me to get that. With this speech, if I attend Bhagavad class, it will be karma kanda. But if we want to have knowledge, the knowledge, the tattva, gan, the ontological side there, I'm satisfied and I shall be able to distribute amongst the scholars and I shall get some position thereby. With this idea, if I listen, attend the Bhagavad class, I will acquire gan, the knowledge is my object of faith. But devotion, it will be under the category of devotion, the Bhagavad Savan, only when whatever benefit I will derive from this action, it will go to Krishna, not to myself in any way. He is the receiver. He is the master. Just as an animal, a cow, or a horse. Whatever he has got, he can earn by his health or by his any way improvement, it brings something for the master, not for him. Vikrita se japa pasu, a harnal. I am slave. Whatever I shall earn, my master will get that thing. I have got not independent, separate interest or existence. I am totally his property. So with this idea one should attain Bhagavata class. And whatever he will do, this should be the underlying attitude of spirit. That whatever I do, the benefit will go to my master, my guru. Krishna means Krishna is distant. My guru will be the owner, what I acquire. So nothing, no result, I should digest. Karma fall. The fall is only belongs to him. Karmanni bhadikarati ma phaleshu kadachana. This is a general thing. Clear, general advice is given in Bhagavad Gita. But it is very, very difficult actually to observe. Karmanne badhikarasti ma phaleshu kadachana. So I want what? That is renunciation, gani, mayavadi. And the devotee, they feel encouragement. Oh, result for Krishna and work for me. They will feel encouragement with this idea, with this principle. Nāpe saṅgo astu akarmani. Not as a reaction, you become idle. Not that. Karmani eva adhikāra. You are my slave. You must work. I must work. Because you are not the owner, so you will karma viroti, there is strike. That will be reactionary. So karmani eva adhikārasti. I am bhokta, you are my potency. I am enjoyer, and you are energy, your position, your constitution position is to satisfy me. And my constitutional position to be satisfied by your labor. This is the constitutional position. It is very difficult to be adjusted in such a intrinsic position. So bhakti is there, need to be found. Sudhudlava. Who will run to sign this bond? The whole, I am to labor, and he is to enjoy the fruit of the labor. Such sort of abnegation, such sort of sacrifice. Sacrifice, I am giving something, and he will be gratitude to me, and I shall feel proud. I am giving to things so much. But to sacrifice his own position eternally, that I am none. I am only to labor, and he is to enjoy. To sign such a debt, such sort of emptiness, such a type of sacrifice, abnegation, that is that is very, very rarely to be found. That is the very rare plane. Muktanam visiddhanam narayana sudulava prasantatma koti shabhi. The degree of such type, the such degree, sacrifice of such degree, of such type is very rarely to be found in the world. The whole self, and that is the truth. That is constitution and position of everything. So that is natural. All diseased condition. All has got reaction. But this has got no reaction. This is health promoting. This position. But who will come to admit such position in the constitution, in the home? Sacrifice of such nature, broad-heartedness, sacrifice, where should be found? Karmaniyevo dhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachano ma karma phalohetu bhu. So never entangle with the consequence of any action. Māti saṅgastha karmani, that is the ditch, the danger. That when such fact will come to your notice about the environment, you will stop working. Why should I give up? Don't. Such curse may not come down on your head. I am afraid. Mahapalaisu, no karma follow. Māte saṅgastha karmani, never approach that dangerous peak, akarma. Because I am not dangerous, why should I work? The dangerous alternative, never allow you to go that side. Then the boy Mayabadi, I am not master. There is no taxation without representation. Washington, slogan of Washington during American Independence War. No taxation without representation. If I am there in the highest position, I shall pay tax. Or another, he will manage and I shall give money for his management, his power mongering. One with power mongering will be with one, and I shall give food to that power mongering of a particular person. Never. So Mayavadi is of such nature. If I am soham, if I am at the highest position, then I can admit that sort of philosophy of the world. But if I am not represented in the highest position, I am only a slave, I won't accept that. I should accept that problem. That is the trouble. I won't call a spade a spade. I shall call a spade a hoe. So then we must approach towards that sort of knowledge. That whatever I shall do, my master will be owner of that. With this creed we shall do anything and everything, and that will be devotion. And there are also degree of intensity. The prema comes out of that. And this sacrifice, die to live, Hegel says, die to live, don't be afraid of dying. I will be able to live there, real life. Die to live. I like Hegel very much. The reality is by itself and for itself, a very suitable word. Reality, that reality that must be by itself and for itself. He is not for you, you are for him. This attribute you must to give to the reality. He exists to fulfill his own purpose. Then what sort of reality he is? He self existent, and God exists for himself, not subservient to any other. This must be in the prime cause. Otherwise it is not your doll of your play, reality. And die to live. Self-determination means die to live. Learn to die. Then you will find that you have a proper, real life. Eh? Don't be afraid to sacrifice. Die. Eh? Jivir Sarupai Krishna Nityada. Mahaprabhu announced to Shankara, Sanatana Goswami. There are so many controversy about the real position, who is Jiva, Jiva soul. He declared, Krishna Nityadas means sleep. Nityadas means eternal servant. That is sleep.